Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling into you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. Linda and I have got a great show lined up for everybody today. We have been really excited about our guest today. We have Linda Feinholz, the founder of the Breakthrough Academy at breakthroughbydesign.com, calling in from Los Angeles. Hello, Linda.
Hello, good morning. Hello, everyone around the world. Great to be here.
I am so excited about our show today, as I know you are as well.
I am. I've been rubbing my hands in glee that we get to have our guest, Yifat Cohen, the G-plus go-to gal, with us for the full hour. I am so thrilled. This week, I've had more things happening with tech, and each time I thought, thank God Yifat's going to be here to straighten out some of the confusion. I'm so delighted she's joining us.
I am as well, and do we have her unmuted okay?
We do indeed.
Well, I will let you do the honors of introducing her properly before we get this show on the road.
So I know, and Gina knows, how much passion underlies entrepreneurial businesses. And when I first met Yifat Cohen and heard her story about how she came to be known as the G-plus go-to gal, an expert at Google, Google Plus, Google Hangouts, as we're going to talk about today, it really reminded me about how much joy there is in finding something that we each get passionate about and then turn it into a business that makes such a difference in the world. And every time I have a conversation with Yifat, the joy and energy that comes through just had me know I wanted to share her with all of our listeners, everyone I know who's trying to build a business and sort out how to use the new technologies that are available. So I am so delighted to have Yifat with us today. Welcome, Yifat.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much. Hey, Gina, how are you?
I am really great and really excited that you are here today.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
So just to let everybody know a little bit of background, because you're going to hear so much during this hour, Yifat didn't plan or intend to become a tech expert. It just so happened that as she was trying to sort out the use of tech for herself, she was so far ahead of the curve in everyone else that she became the go-to gal that everyone was turning to saying, please help me sort this out. So you thought, I think what would be fabulous is if you shared your story about what you were doing before you became known as the go-to gal.
Yes, and actually I think my story might be very similar to many people there who hear about social media and try at it and don't succeed, because I really sucked at Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and I didn't connect to any of that. And when Google launched G-plus last 2 years ago, almost right now, they sent me an invitation, and I went in, and there weren't many people out, you know, on Google+ yet, and it really felt like a very close family of strangers that I just got to know. And we started testing things, you know, like, hey, can you see my post, or what do you think about this picture, or let's see if this works, I'm going to block you, I'm going to ignore you, what happens when I do that? And we found that we really connected based on passion, like we were all really passionate about this new platform and, the, you know, how it works and how it operates and can we break it. And from just talking to each other, we started to really build relationships, and that didn't happen to me on any other social network. We got to really know each other and love each other and connect with each other. And from those relationships, you know, slowly, slowly business connections started appearing. But no one was marketing. We just got to know each other as people. And you know, actually my business partner and I, we connected over a meditation post. And I said, you know, I'm starting to meditate and this is what I'm doing. And she jumped in and she's like, hey, are you aware of what you might be putting yourself into? And we started talking about that. We have so much in common, and we started a small business together. So that didn't happen to me at all on any of the other networks. And because I started connecting with people based on passion rather than, hey, I went to school with you, or we were born into the same family, or, you know, we went to college together, we connected on something deeper than that. Then the relationships became so meaningful and so joyful that I'm now addicted to Google Plus.
I love it. And in the conversation you and I were having, you mentioned that not only were you approached about Google Plus, but as new features have been being rolled out, you've also been invited to be part of the beta test team.
Yes, and this is also because of the community. So when Google, when it launched, they have the Hangout feature that we'll dive into. And a few months later, they started with Hangouts on Air that allow you to broadcast and be recorded on YouTube. It's kind of like having your own TV channel. And they only gave it to a few people, you know, for testing because of copyright and all the legalities. And we had a TV, like our own interview show, but we wanted to get it to more people. So I went to my stream and I said, hey, if you like what I do, let Google know so they'll give us the privileges. And my stream did. They said, yeah, we want that. And so the next day we got access to the beta testing of Google Hangouts. And I've been using them ever since.
Gina, I know you were very early in my world of people who started to recognize what was going on with Hangouts. Before we dive into that deep, because I know we're going to talk about it a lot today, I would love to hear from both you and Yifat about the differences in social media marketing using these different platforms, because when I first got word about Google+, my reaction was, oh, yet another one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
that's
not,
a
you're
great,
not the only one. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go
great,
ahead,
great thing to bring up, because you're right, Yifat. You are not the only one that thought that. And, you know, I think for every single social network that's out there, whether we're talking about Google+, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, there are so many to mention. But with all of them, it's a matter of really addressing, are your ideal customers using that site or another site? It's not enough to only have a presence on one network. You need to have a presence wherever your audience is, whether that means they're on Google Plus or on Facebook, whether that means they're on LinkedIn versus Pinterest. If your people are using any of the social networks, then you'd better too, or you're going to miss out on a big chunk of your potential market. And I know that that has really made a difference for my business over the years. I don't just have a presence in one place versus another. I've got a presence in a lot of places. One of my favorite features of Google Plus is how easy it is to really target your message to just a certain group of people instead of having to send the same message to everybody. Yifat, what do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think the biggest problem really is the comparison that was in the media when Google Plus first launched, and they compared it to Facebook and Twitter, and the biggest question was like, is Google Plus going to kill Facebook? Is it going to kill Twitter? Now it's past Twitter in followers. Is Twitter obsolete? And I think the problem is that it is not a social media website. It's Google. It's a social platform on top of all their services. So if you have a Gmail account, you have a Google Plus. If you have YouTube, you have Google Plus. You'll just need to upgrade it and create a profile. But basically, you are in the system. And what Google said is that Google Plus is the new Google. So if you want to be found on Google, then you need to be active on Google Plus. And the problem is, like Linda was saying, another social media website? No. Rather than doing a paper AdWords campaign or, you know, being on Google Pages, now you are in Google Plus. So it's not a replacement. It's actually, it's Google. Google and Google is the internet, right? When you search for anything, you're searching in Google. So if you are not in Google Plus, then you will have a problem being found when your clients are, or your potential clients are looking for you.
So this is really important. What Google has done and what people don't understand, they think that Google Plus is just this little mimicking social media site, but it's not. It's an anchor element of Google as a system. And so what you're doing by going into Google Plus is you're creating a profile that Google, which now owns YouTube and is, you know, a dominant force in search, is using the information you're putting as your profile in Google Plus and anchoring that with all of the ways Google thinks about you with regards to all these other elements.
Well, yeah, and I think Yvette really hit the nail on the head when she said Google Plus is not a social network, it's a social platform. It really is Google. Any business, I don't care whether you're an online business or an offline business, has to be found in search, including Google, Yahoo, and Bing, or they're not likely to be able to get much traction using the internet. And if you treat it as a social network, you're not going to really get to the heart of it being Google. So you really have to approach using Google Plus with the understanding that it's not a social network. It is a platform that is Google.
And I'll use an analogy like the Vegas analogy. Everything you do in Facebook stays in Facebook. Everything you do in Twitter stays in Twitter. You have to go to those platforms to see it. But everything you do in Google Plus is all over the web. It's in search, it's in YouTube, it's in Docs. You know, it's everywhere in Google, in Gmail. It can show up on the news and in the Play Store. So everything that you're doing there is all over the map.
Well, and because so many apps that we access on iPhones, Androids, iPads, so many of them actually use Google through APIs and whatnot to populate the data in their apps. If you're not getting found in Google, then you're also not getting found in loads of apps that use Google's APIs to populate their data. Get found in Google, and you're going to get found both on the Google website and in many other places that are tied to Google's data.
Exactly, and this is kind of like a way to ease your social media fatigue. You know, like you said, Gina, you have to be everywhere. And with Google Plus, you can be in Google Plus, send your message out there with apps and plugins, and bring the conversation back into Google Plus. So all you have to do as an engager, I'm not even saying marketer because marketing doesn't work on Google Plus, but as an engager, all you have to do is be in your stream, and all the conversations will come back to you. And they'll get 100% of you rather than 10% Facebook, 10% Twitter, you know.
So part of this is really going to come down to the practicality of Google refining how they help people understand everything we're talking about here, how Google is a platform, how these are elements that all tie back, as Gina, as you were saying, to this functional API that Google's using. It's like a giant spider web. It isn't just a single thing like going to Twitter or going to Facebook for this singular functioning or dual functioning of, you know, messaging people and getting ads to those same people.
Exactly. And that's where I come in, simplifying that process for you.
Exactly.
Or doing it for you. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
and let's talk a little bit about Google Plus and how you use it. There are profiles, there are pages. Does your business have a profile on Google Plus, or how does that work, Yvette?
So the profile is who you are as a person. So, like, for example, if at is someone, is a woman, is a mother, is an Israeli, is someone who likes to humor, science, some conversation, some art, some music. So you'll get all my facets when you go to my profile. When you go to my G Plus Go To Gal, which is my page, all you'll get there is only Google Plus stuff. So it's a topic-specific, business-specific, what you're curious about. But it is my belief, and I think Gina and Linda, you probably agree with me, that you do business with people that you like. So first you're going to go to know the people in the business, and then you'll decide whether or not you want to work with them. Because there are 100 lawyers and 100 CPAs and, you know, many people who do the same thing. The reason why you connect with someone is based on your relationship with them, and that's your profile.
Yes. So as a business, you really want to have both your profile that talks about who you are as a person and a page that really connects people to your business.
Yes.
You don't want one or the other. You really want to have both.
Yes. And if you are, so there are two ends here. One, Google is very much geared toward helping businesses make money and profit, and they're coming out with Google with business tools all the time, right, like analytics and AdWords and all that stuff. So they'll promote businesses and they'll show businesses before they'll show personal profiles, unless you're, you know, a celebrity with a unique name. So it'll be easier for your business to be shown on Google, but and if you are a local business, you want to create your local page because Google is also going local and they'll show you faster to your local community. So you need to know what my business is, what my topic is, where do I want to be shown globally or locally, and then help Google present you to your local market based on how you set up your profile or your page.
That's a great way to say it. Help Google present your business to who you want to be found by. Great way to say it.
Because we forget, right? We come to our profile and we just say, hey, you know, I'm Ifat, I'm a woman, I live in Austin. And so when people are searching, Google doesn't even know, hey, I'm also doing Google Plus marketing unless I put it in my profile. So we forget that Google is all about data and search and providing the relevant results to people. So help Google show you to everybody who's searching for what for the solutions that you offer.
Yes.
And I know that you have both your profile of Yifat Cohen, and then you have your page of G Plus Go To Gal. So if people are finding you as Yifat Cohen and asking or adding you to their circle and following you as Yifat Cohen, are you in turn starting them in your circles at Yifat Cohen, or are you figuring out a way to rapidly move them over to circles under your page?
My profile is really engagement and getting to know people that I love, you know, just to be around and talk to, like people that I would go and barbecue with and have a great conversation with. And my business is people who want to learn about Google Plus and maybe become my mentoring clients, people that I will mentor. So not everyone who will follow my personal profile want to become a student. The way I tell people that I have my Google Plus page, my G Plus Go To Gal page, is by sharing my page posts on my personal profile. So if people followed me because of my humor or, you know, my personal, my parenting, my motherhood, my Israeliness, might find that I also do Google Plus and go to my page and circle me because of that. Does that
and
make
so
sense?
On your side, you have them in your circles under your profile, and it's up to them on their side to put your business page in their circles.
Yes. Lately, Google changed it so that a page can go out and look for their target market and circle them first. It used to be prohibited. Now that you can do that, you can go and search as a page for people that you want to connect with business-wise. So you can look for your target market and engage with them.
Cool.
This will be a great strategy, right? Like the page.
Right, and I think, you know, it's helpful to understand that you start off as the person having the relationship with people in circles, and then you'll know if it's something that's going to progress to being completely business associated.
Yes, and if you do a really great job at your business, some people might actually think that you're only a business, and they'll be surprised when you approach them with a personal tone.
Yeah.
which is, you know, it's good because I think people are not expecting businesses to be personal, and if you are personal, they'll engage with you better, and you'll stand out because of that, because you're not all LinkedIn style.
Right.
I always encourage people to just be people, even if you're acting as a business.
Perfect. And that takes us straight into the new thing that Google has now made available that's all about engagement, which is this new thing called Hangouts.
Mm-hmm. So Hangout is a free 10-man video chat that allows you also to use it for work, like sharing your screen or working on the same document, like a Word document. It's called Drive. Or watching a YouTube video at the same time with all 10 people. So meaning if you pause the video, it pauses for everybody. And it's as if you're sitting in your living room, all 10 people watching a video together. Also, it allows you to broadcast with Hangouts On Air on YouTube Live. So you can find your audience, if they happen to be on YouTube at the time, watching your Hangout, even if they don't know you from Google+.
And Gina, I know that you've been playing a lot with Hangouts this past couple of weeks.
We have, and it has been a blast just exploring it. My first time ever experiencing a Google+ Hangout was actually over the holidays. My family, I have my husband's family in Indiana. We also have some of the family in Las Vegas. My family is in Chicago, Cleveland, and Florida. And we were in Florida. We wanted to have a way to participate in the holidays with our family in all of those places. So I decided I would try something. And for Christmas, we started out with going into a GoToMeeting webinar, and in there, we could have up to 6 webcams all sharing at the same time. So for Christmas, we got 6 different families in 6 different places to all go into this webinar. And we found that the little itty-bitty webcams that it would show us were so tiny that we really didn't have a great experience. So we decided for New Year's to try it again. And everybody was like, could we make those pictures bigger? And there's not a way to do that with GoToMeeting. So I said, let me go see what I can figure out. And I stumbled across Google+ Hangouts and set up a Google+ Hangout for the whole family, live streamed it to YouTube, and it was so much better because they could actually view the speaking person in a full screen like you could with a video, and really have a much better experience. So we had 8 different families in 8 different houses on New Year's Eve that all got together in this Hangout. And it was such a different experience from what we had seen with Christmas with GoToMeeting. And that's really what got me started using Google+ Hangouts that are live streamed to YouTube.
And very different experience, right? It's completely. My family is all over the world also, in Israel and here in the States. And it's funny that you can, my sister will be driving and she'll be on her phone and talking to me and my dad in Israel. And you know, it's as if we're all same in the same room. Before, we used to use Skype and it had to be one-on-one. We couldn't use more than one person.
Uh-huh.
And then you have all
yeah.
those apps. The Google Effect that my 3-year-old loves, and the clapping and all the images on it. So it's very much like you said, it's very relaxed. It's a Hangout. It's not official webinar.
Exactly. Very different experience.
And then you have all these apps that you can add on and brand yourself. Like let's say you did use it as a TV station and you did use it for marketing purposes where you interview people. or you have a panel or you present something, then there are apps like the Lower Thirds that you can brand yourself and send people directly to your website. You can embed the Hangout on your website so that you have a call to action next to it and you can start generating sales. It's recorded, so it's video content for you that is easier to create than just recording videos and editing them and all that stuff. So there are many, many applications of the Hangout, just with, and it's free, right? Free. You can have free webinars.
Well, and for any business, the key to having a successful business is to get sales. And especially when we're using the internet, if you want sales, then you got to make conversions happen. And if you want conversions to happen, conversions are fueled by engagement. The more engaged your audience is, the higher your conversions will be. Therefore, the higher your sales will be. And Google Plus Hangouts is one of the single best tools I have ever experienced for causing super high levels of engagement to happen, meaning that you can get a lot more conversions to occur from a lot fewer number of people, helping to truly exponentially grow your sales, even if you're not truly improving your traffic. And that's a really, really big deal. That's leverage. It takes a lot less effort to make a lot more money when you can use something like Google Plus Hangouts live stream to YouTube to engage your audience. And you mentioned something really, really powerful, the Lower Third app. Mm-hmm. This whole idea of the Lower Third. Think about your news when you watch the news at night. You see across the bottom of the newscaster screen a little bar that has usually whoever the interview person's name is. It usually has a little logo for the station. And sometimes even below the name of the person who's doing the interview, there's a title of the broadcast or that segment of the news. And it looks super polished and super professional. If you're using a webinar in something like GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar, you can't really put that little lower third bar across the screen to make it look like it's a real live TV show. In Google Plus Hangouts, you absolutely can do that. And it can be any color you want. It can say any words that you want. You can embed a logo or any other image into that bar that you want. And whatever shows up in the Hangout screen is exactly what shows up in the recording on YouTube permanently. So if you've got this bar across the lower third that's got Gina Gaudio Graves, the JV Queen, and underneath it www.directionsu.com with your logo next to it, that's going to be in the video permanently. And that really makes a big difference in the number of people that find your video later on who actually end up getting all the way to your website, whether they found it on YouTube, whether they found it on somebody else's website. That lower third can be a lot better results for you in the amount of traffic it can generate.
That's so true, Gina. And the beauty of it also, you can change it on the fly. So let's say you can display call to actions on it, and then you can change it to the Q&A that there is going for, or, you know, you can just play with it as the Hangout goes. And like you said, it's going to be embedded in the final video.
Yeah. What I loved about Google Plus Hangouts being live streamed to YouTube is it seems like it's so much easier to get other people to participate with you. Like, when I do a GoToMeeting webinar and I've got the webcam thing, I literally had to create a video to send to my family members to explain to them how to participate in that webinar with me for Christmas. When we got back together again on New Year's to do it, I just gave them a link to YouTube and said, go to my channel, here you go. And they figured everything else out pretty easily by themselves.
And another really cool thing is, which is kind of surprising, because Google is the only one that managed to create this kind of an environment where strangers are not afraid to jump into a video chat with other strangers. It actually
yeah,
feels,
really yeah. interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been before, if you think about it, like in Skype, for example, you only accept people that you know. You're not going to start a Skype conversation with just random people. Because, and I think, you know what? I think it's because if you accept it in Skype, they're permanently on your contact list, right? Whereas in Google Hangouts, they might jump into your Hangout and that's it. You'll never see them again. They're not anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So there's no commitment. There's no, you know, there's just that the random getting to know strangers, and if we like each other, we'll continue. But if we don't, nothing happens.
That's a really, really good point. And there are so many other people that have tried to create that and failed at it. There's no way that Google stumbled across this particular way of doing things by accident. I am sure that they really spent a lot of time figuring out how to create this type of an interactive tool that really doesn't have the fear element attached to it like Skype might.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, also another thing that I love about Google Plus is that you can't make mistakes. Everything is changeable. You can edit your posts. You can delete them. You can re-edit your comments. So I have many times when I have typos and I, you know, someone will correct me and I'll come later on and I'll fix it and I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's all fine. So in Facebook and Twitter, everything is permanent, right? And people can take screenshots and share it and embarrass you in front of the world. Whereas in Google Plus, no, everything, you know, you can change it and edit it on fly and nothing happens.
So for someone who has a business who's never experienced Google Plus, what should they do first? Where do they start?
Start with your optimizing your profile. Make sure that you have a picture. And the picture is super important, Gina, because it shows up on search when you connect to authorship. And that's how your articles will be found on search. So I've seen people put up a picture of their underwear, and that's not going to be anything I'm going to click on if I found your – I'm not going to build trust around that picture. Have your profile picture be engaging, smile, you know, it's your head. Be someone that I want to talk to. And then –
You know,
you find,
let's stay there for just a second because this is so important. Over on Facebook – people put up all kinds of pictures. They put up vacation pictures. They put up baby pictures of themselves. They put up pictures from their life. And I always find myself in a catch-22. On the one hand, I want to know them. On the other hand, I don't think about them in a business context at all. And so it's really important when people think about this is that what we're trying to do is communicate who we are. It's not about out-clevering other people. It's who are we, because we're building relationships, and those relationships, indeed, because it's Google, are about how to get found for business. So you don't want a picture of a cute little Pekingese. You want a picture of your face, because the last thing you want, if somebody is Googling a topic that you're an expert in, is for you to show up on first page of Google with a picture of a Pekingese next to you or in place.
And Yifat makes a really good point. Whatever picture you choose to put on your Google Plus profile, there are now so many ways to connect that picture to what shows up in your search results for your website. And mm-hmm. it literally will get you 9 to 10 times more people clicking on your entry in search when you have your profile picture showing up next to your search results. And if you're putting up a pair of underwear or a Pekingese dog, it's not going to get the 9 to 10 times more people to actually click on your search result. So really think through what you want that picture to be, knowing that it's not just going to show up on your profile, it's going to show up on your search results and in many other places that your Google data shows up.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you in a suit, because maybe I'm not relating to you in a suit. Maybe I'm relating, you know, to the Frank Kearns of the world, you know, like just
yeah.
be who you are, right? And another thing about that, about being who you are, I think we kind of lost our voice. I know Facebook and LinkedIn, because the environment was so strict. If I ever said anything on Facebook, I couldn't, you know, edit or remove it. It's there, right? And if I ever said anything that might come across as offensive, then that's my that's how people perceive me. And whereas in Google Plus, I can be myself with specific circles, and I can be publicly like the polished effect that I want to be shown. And so when you see my picture, you have some kind of emotion towards me, right? So if I see Gina's picture because of our conversation, if I'm going to see her picture in search, I have trust that whatever she wrote or recommended, I'm probably going to like as well because of my relationship with her. So it goes back, everything goes back to relationship and engagement. And I know, Gina, you're very big on this, the relationship currency.
I really am. That, right? To me, is the key to everything.
And so if you think about this, in your life, in your real life, and even if you're in your business, you don't need a million followers or a million engagements because you can't engage with 1,000 people really, right? And if you have 1,000 people that you are engaged with, you know, on some kind of a level, and each one of them pays you $10, that's all you need for a $10,000 a month. So it's worth to you to be who you are and attract the people that can relate to you and you can have a great relationship with them rather than trying to be everything to everyone and just having, you know, 10,000 followers.
And this is what's really important, because what we're looking for in our businesses is people who feel so much value from us that they turn around and they're raving about their business results they're getting to others who in turn are now coming in into warm relationships with us, whether they're doing it through the technology of Google or whether they're doing it through in-person relationships and so on. And so we're looking for our ideal folks to be serving in the world and to feel that they found the perfect relationship in us as well.
And people also bring back the joy, right? The reason why you started a business was the people, right? You had a passion around something and you wanted to share it with people, right? And money was very important because you wanted to feed your family, but the reason why you chose marketing or why you chose law or why you chose interior design was your passion. So if you find the same people who are passionate about the same thing, the quality of your life is going to increase tenfold, and you're going to have so much joy and so much passion doing what you're doing that it will just benefit the entire world.
And when we come back again to this notion of engagement, Google is really focused on how we create engagement. And with Hangouts, it can operate in so many wonderful ways, because you and I can say, you know what, instead of talking by phone, let's create a Hangout. And boom, in a minute, we've created a Hangout and we're both face-to-face talking. We can say, oh, you know what, let me send a quick note over to Ken and tell him to get on the Hangout. I'll send him the link. Boom, he's in and he's, again, face-to-face on the Hangout. And we can also use it as a training vehicle. And again, it's free, but what that means is it allows us to set up a Hangout as a vehicle for doing a formal webinar or for doing a face-to-face training, to record it on YouTube, have it be a permanent recording on YouTube. It's the joy of having Google owning both of these mechanisms. And then you get your choices. Do you want that recording on YouTube that was live streaming originally, that's now a recording? Do you want it available for anybody in the public who wants to access that same information? Great, you can make it publicly available. Or you can actually make it private and available only to people who are invited via the link. Or you can make it pay-per-view and so on. So all these puzzle pieces start linking together so beautifully.
Yes, and if you're talking about the linkage, you can start a Hangout from Gmail. And you can create a calendar event from Gmail and make it a Hangout. And so everything is really interconnected. And like you said, Google is really big on engagement. So they're allowing you to meet with people in chat and face-to-face throughout the entire platform. So take this a step further. Let's say you created a YouTube video that talks about something in your business. Now someone is watching it. They can start a Hangout about that video from YouTube. With you or with other people. And this is kind of like word of mouth on steroids, right? Because from there, people can automatically just have a conversation, a live conversation about a video that you created.
So I want to go back for a minute. We started talking about how to optimize your profile, and we kind of got sidetracked.
Yes.
I think it's really important for us to go back and finish that conversation, because we've got so many people that are listening to this show that are brand new, that haven't experienced Google+. So they start by really optimizing their profile, making sure that they've got a good picture that they really do want to be associated with all their stuff, no matter where that picture is seen. What else do they need to do to optimize that profile?
Put up a banner. Don't use Google's generic banner. Put up something that, again, can either inspiring, like a quote or a picture of your town or anything that's kind of like, you know, attractive. This will just show that you are there and you're investing in there and you're not, you know, just happen to stumble on Google Plus and not do anything. The next thing is optimize your about page, your profile. So, again, we're letting Google know what we want to be found for. So sprinkle your introduction with your keywords. And that's how Google is going to know when someone is searching for marketing. If you have marketing in your introduction, they'll present you as one of the people to follow. You want to fill it up all the way. So education and location. Location is going local. And occupation, that tells Google what you're connected to and what your business is. So fill up your entire about page, because regardless of how people find you, they're going to go and look and see who you are and what you're doing. So the first thing, get your profile set. The second thing is set up your circles. And you can think about circles like the same thing, the same way you think about circles in your life. So in your real life, you have a circle of friends, a circle of family, your coworkers, your vendors. your vendors, and you will treat them like if you go out at night and party with your friends, your coworkers will not find out about it because they are not in the same circle. So you can think about this. You can think about the circles on Google Plus the same way. You put people based on your relationship with them. And then if you share something with one circle, it's only visible to that circle. There's no worries there about it, you know, being public to everyone else. Any questions about circles or we're good?
No, I think we're good. Any questions from you, Linda?
No, that's great. And it's reminding me of things I need to go back in and tweak in my profile.
Good.
So after you set up your circles, you go and populate it. So let's say you created circles, topic-based circles. You say, you know, one topic is my professional life where it's marketing, another one is SEO, another one is AdWords or Google+. You go out and you put those keywords in search inside Google+, and Google will start suggesting people to you. Be like, okay, you're looking for SEO. These are the people that talk about SEO the most. And you start populating your circles with the people you want to engage with. It's kind of a little reversed, right? You're not looking for your market to find you. You go out and find your market. And you're populating your circles, and after you populate them, you go and you engage. You don't market. You comment, you share, you post one, the same thing that you'll do in real life. You walk into a room, you want to help other people, you want to find out what other people are doing, rather than like, here's my business card, buy my product. You start with the engagement, you start sharing, you build a relationship, and then they go to look at your profile, and in your profile, you put your website, you put your keywords, you put what you're doing, and that can lead to a marketing opportunity. Very short.
Awesome.
It's short.
No, and this is really important for people because listening to you share this information before, what I did was I had people who I had in a circle that were, you know, business contacts, this huge range of business contacts. And then what I realized is I actually want a circle of a key short list of people who I'm following. So Guy Kawasaki and Richard Branson and, you know, a handful of others that I have a particular reason why I'm following them and might want to engage with them and so on, rather than a large group of people that I would just have under business contacts and so on. So I really started refining what I'm using my circles for. So this is really key. Thank you.
And it's also very interesting because you will connect with people based on what you're passionate about, right? So if anyone comes and circles you, it's a very good idea to go and be like, hey, what are you passionate about? What circles should I put you in? And you might get introduced to people that you didn't even find, and they found you, and now you have a new and interesting relationship based on something that you both care about. So it's kind of like bringing it back to the Cheers mentality, like where everybody knows your name. You're building circles and communities around your passions and your interests, and, you know, that ripples through their relationship, and it becomes like a very close, tight-knit, you know, new family that you're really happy to spend time with.
Cool. Go ahead.
That's it. Go for it.
No. Go ahead. What's the next thing? So we've got putting up an optimized, very engaging profile with the right profile picture and the right banner, so that people start to get a feel of who you are and, you know, what brings you joy and passion and pleasure in your life, and then setting up circles so that two-way communication can be more deliberate than just having a giant pool of people that you're blasting out messages to and so on. And then what would the next step be?
The next step is to jump on other people's hangouts and get to know them face-to-face. So before you go out and start, you know, creating your own TV shows, get to know your audience, get to know other people, get to know what they like, and they'll spread the word about you afterwards. But this step is it actually takes the burden off of you of creating stuff and trying to have interesting content and actually just getting to know other people. So you'll go to the Hangout tab in Google+, and you'll see who's hanging out, and just jump in and say hi and get to know them. And when you're comfortable with the camera, you're comfortable with your setting, you know how to operate, you know, navigate the Hangout window, then you can start launching your own Hangout. But getting to know people face-to-face will really increase your reach on Google+. Other people will start learning more about you and sharing you with other people and talking about what you're doing and sharing your posts. So that'll be the next step.
Cool. And I know that that Google+ operates very differently when you're trying to message people or you're putting posts or you're wanting to comment and share on posts. And what I'd like to do is take a few minutes to talk about that so people understand it really operates very differently. But before I do that, I want to let people know that if they're interested in learning from you, literally the how-tos, how to do a better job of setting up their profile, how to do a better job of thinking through who they want in circles and how to set up their circles and how to use Google+ and Google Hangouts, that there's information for how to learn from you in your programs at bbdnow.com/G+. That's the letters G-P-L-U-S, G+. So be in the show notes, as well as for those folks listening. If they would like to go in and get more help setting all this up, it's available in the show notes, and you directly to bbdnow.com/G+. So I just wanted to make sure people heard that before we keep going with the setup elements. And I would love it if you would explain this whole issue of the different levels of engagement that you can create as you're messaging and sharing.
So there are four levels of engagement on Google+. The first one is the plus one, and many people like it to the like button of Facebook. It's a little bit more than that because Google tracks your plus one, and you can plus one videos and websites outside of Google+, and you can plus one on search. It's kind of like a social signal that tells Google, hey, a human being said this is not spam, this is valid. So you should treat your plus ones carefully, but also be generous with them. But that's like just the lowest level of engagement. It kind of says, I like this thing, and I have nothing else to add on to that. The next level is commenting. This means I read your post, and I actually have something to say. It doesn't have to be anything positive, or you don't have to agree. You can just add whatever it is you want to add to the conversation. The next level is sharing, which means, hey, I think my tribe would like this. I trust the author. I want to spread the message, and I'm sharing your post. And this is a very, very high level of engagement, and I really encourage you to find information that you feel comfortable sharing and sharing that, because that's going to build the value of the relationship. If you think back on your own post, if anyone if you post something and someone comments or shares, now you have a little bit of a deeper engagement with that person. You want to know why they're sharing it. You want to thank them for sharing it, and you want to start building a relationship because they care about the same thing you care about. And the last level is Hangouts, which is face-to-face interaction in real time. So that means I'm dedicating my time to you. There's nothing more valuable than that, I think. You know, money you can lose and win, but time, that's all you have. And if you choose to spend it with someone, that's a really high compliment. And it's the highest level of engagement you can give someone.
And I know on other platforms it gets a bit confusing when there's all these buttons, like there's the like button and the share button and the comment button. When we're doing it in Google Plus, do we need to both plus one and comment and share, or you pick one and it serves?
You can do all three.
Cool.
Definitely plus one. And if there are any pages out there that you like, plus one them, because that shows up on search for the page in AdWords. So if you are using AdWords and someone searches for your keywords and they see your ad and they see 100 plus ones next to it, that tells the person that it's not spam, right? We have tons of people spamming AdWords and buying AdWords for everything. The way for you to know that this is valid or stand out is if your community said, yes, you know, I trust this website. So it increases the click-throughs. So if there are any website out there that you want to give your vote on confidence for or to, use the plus one to do that.
Cool. Gina, any other questions that you have?
Is there any difference between how an online business would use Google Plus and how an offline business would use Google Plus?
In my opinion, no. Because in my opinion, you should behave online the same way you're behaving offline. Be courteous, be nice, you know, be sharing, be caring, be transparent. So just because you have a storefront doesn't mean that you have to act differently online than an online business. I think you have other opportunities where you bring the online community to your store with Hangouts. You can open it up and do live customer service or put a face, you know, nationally, whereas people might not see you locally. But I think the behavior, the social behavior should be the same. I don't know if that answers.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I agree. I'm starting to visualize people with local businesses literally creating a Hangout where they get on live and they show what's happening. You know, they have a restaurant or pizzeria or something, and they, you know, take their iPad or their computer and they set it up and they, you know, stand there in the kitchen showing what's happening with the cooking behind, saying, you know, we've got a special today, come on in, which takes it to a whole different level of engagement besides sending a coupon out to people you have on an email list.
That's a great idea.
If you are looking for a place to eat for lunch and then you see everybody, you know, really enjoying their time at this pizza place, wouldn't you want to go there instead of, like, the empty Starbucks?
Yes.
No question, right?
No, I think it's a different way. And also it shows you that the people of that business are very transparent. You know, there's a level of trust that comes with that transparency. And because most people are not using it, I think you will stand out now if you started using Hangouts. You'll stand out and, you know, you'll get more traffic just because it's very unique.
You know, I'm thinking about something I learned from one of my mentors a long time ago, which was this idea of always have something to invite people to. And I can really see that using Google Plus and Hangouts would let you set up a weekly certain time of day, certain day of the week where you're always on a Hangout and you let people know that you're there to answer questions or create community or, you know, share some ideas with whoever shows up and so on. And again, it lets you have the corner cafe experience around the world.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And it's a great way to, like you said, just invite people to see what, you know, what you're doing. And you can do that as any business, right? If you're a chiropractor, if you're a pediatric, right? You can show that you're a person and that this is your office and you take the time to actually meet people face-to-face in their home and invite them in to whatever it is you're doing. open house or whatever it is.
And, you know, we've talked over and over again about relationship marketing and how to go about it. And in the video world, I've watched in the last 10 years as it's kept changing from you must have really highly professional videos created to, no, you must have very real and authentic videos created. And then it became, well, technology's so cheap, so you really should have really highly professional videos created. And now we're at the Hangouts, which is, be real, be authentic, be who you are and show who you are and let people connect with you on that level and decide if they want you, your services, a relationship with you, and so on. And we keep, it's like a pendulum swinging back and forth. And what Hangouts are doing is they're taking it out of the realm of every video has to be a $15,000 video and back over to who are you really? What does your office really look like right here, right now, as you're showing it to me, you know, Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning and so on, and not, you know, did you have a studio quality crew come in and take the perfect video and so on.
And Linda, and, believe it or not, we are all out of time again.
You thought, I'm so glad that you were able to join us today and talk with us about all of these changes that Google is bringing to our lives, both our personal lives and our professional lives and our businesses. And I'm so delighted to have you and look forward to having you back again. And for those of you who would like to have Yifat's direct assistance on figuring out how to use Google+, Google+ Hangouts and so on in your business, go to bbdnow.com/G+. And we look forward to having you join us again next week here on Breakthrough Directions.
Thanks so much for being here, Yifat. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just do it. Just go on Google+. Just do it. You can't make mistakes. You'll have fun. And, you know, you can connect with me if you need a person to get you started.
Well, and that is something I would highly recommend our listeners do. Go connect with Yifat on Google+. You'll find her easily. Just look for Yifat Cohen. Connect with Linda and I on Google+, too. We look forward to helping all of you really build your business using the power of Google+. Thanks for being here, Yifat.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Linda.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Breakthrough Directions, from relationship marketing to business success.